Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA. I'm Alexander Caden. UINWA is Urban Internet News with Attitude. It's the real news. We just tell you some of it a little bit differently.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now this is funny. Goodwill says it will no longer accept donations of Kanye West products. Okay, hear me. Goodwill says they're not accepting any donations of Kanye West products. Goodwill. Goodwill, get your ass out this Kanye thing. I'm gonna donate something to you. You gonna tell me you don't want it and I'm giving it to you? You know what? Y'all need to stop. And here's some more crazy Kanye stuff. After Adidas dropped Kanye over his repeated anti-Semitic comments, the former billionaire lost his status and was unceremoniously replaced by Diddy. In response, fans flocked to GoFundMe, the fundraising platform to raise money to try and make Kanye West's ass a billionaire again. I gotta say, though, if it works, I'm opening a GoFundMe. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Herschel Walker's chicken firm has ties and benefits from unpaid labor. A firm Walker touts as his principal partner is a residential work camp filled with drug offenders sent there from state court.
Damn!
Affirmative action could be in question as the Supreme Court prepares to hear two cases involving the University of North Carolina and Harvard University. Julia Roberts has revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid the hospital bill for her birth.
Say what?
Julia Roberts has revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid the hospital bill for her birth. The state and city of New York will pay $36 million to the two men exonerated in the murder of Malcolm X. Elon Musk says he was not involved in Twitter lifting restrictions on Kanye West's account following his anti-Semitic posts. But seeing that you now own Twitter, can't you do what the hell you want to do? Just days before Americans cast their ballots on November 8th, polls show Republicans have competitive edges in highly publicized races where the Democratic nominee on the ballot is African American. But can somebody please tell me how Herschel Walker has any kind of an edge on Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia? Please, somebody, anybody. Maybe it's in the music people in Georgia listen to. Might be listening to too much of this. Yeah, if you listen to something like this, who the hell knows who or what you might vote for? All right. That's enough. That's enough of that. Penn State University has scrapped a racial justice center that's long been in the making, leaving its black faculty members now questioning the college's alleged commitment to diversity. The full Supreme Court, in an unsigned order, declined Senator Lindsey Graham's petition to block a subpoena to testify before a Georgia grand jury about the Trump campaign's efforts to interfere with the outcome of the 2020 presidential election in the state. Lindsey got to show up at court and answer some damn questions. Thelma Jones, a 90-year-old black woman from Southfield, Michigan, recently earned her fifth degree black belt in karate, which she's been practicing for 50 years and still continues three times a week despite her age. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. UINWA is produced for Urban Network News. Okay, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.
I had to add my granddaughter. Come on now.
Thank you.